The CC2001 architecture blueprint unlocks adaptability. It's more than system design, it's about writing Claude code that bends to your will. Extensibility is the heart of it, allowing robust plug-in systems to thrive. Master this architecture, and you'll build applications that scale effortlessly. Let's explore how. Our plugin architecture's foundation rests on a few key ideas. First, isolation. Plugins run independently. One plugin's issue won't cascade and crash others because there's no shared state. Then, composability. Plugins are built to cooperate. They handle different events without stepping on each other's toes, expanding the system's abilities. Finally, the system uses a fail-open design. The plugin.json file? Think of it as the plugin's skeleton. It lives at the root, in the My First Plugin directory, and it's essentially the blueprint. It declares the plugin's name, of course, but more importantly, it points to other key parts, like the hooks file. And see that skills entry? If that's set to true, the system knows to look for a skills directory. That's how it all connects. Environment geometry and state management can be tricky, right? Plugin install paths differ across machines, making hardcoding a recipe for portability problems. That's where the root variable comes in. It dynamically resolves to the correct absolute path when the code runs. Also, consider the .local.md pattern. Claude's code workspace is powerful because it's so extensible. Think of it as built on four core capabilities. First, hooks. This diagram illustrates the component lifecycle, what we call the hook pipeline. It starts when code calls the bash tool. The pre-tool use checkpoint then gets the tool name and input, deciding to allow, block, or change it. If it's allowed, the tool runs the command. Finally, the post-tool use audit receives the name, input, and output. This whole process ensures thorough monitoring. Skills are activated on demand, so specialized knowledge is only used when it's needed. Think of skills as bundles of information that stay dormant until triggered. They use markdown documents and reference files, and are perfect for things like coding standards, reference documentation, or step-by-step workflows. This approach is great for long, specific documentation because it keeps things uncluttered and focused. Autonomous agents operate with a fascinating architecture. Tasks are dispatched into isolated execution contexts, creating a secure sandbox environment. The model selection is where it gets interesting. For speed and efficiency on classification tasks, Haiku is the go-to. Sonnet and Opus are reserved for the more intricate reasoning challenges. This tiered approach optimizes performance across various workloads. Commands are defined by markdown files, giving users direct control. Input provided by the user automatically becomes arguments. These commands leverage MCP servers on the right. Think of them as external bridges. They expose external services, making them available as native tools. MCP servers are key for integrations needing persistent processes or when you're maintaining active connections to external states. Component selection boils down to a few key considerations. First, how will it be triggered? Hooks are automatic, skills are context-aware, agents handle dispatch tasks, commands are directly invoked, and MCP servers are tool-initiated. Next, think about execution. Hooks run silently in the background. Skills leverage existing knowledge. Agents operate independently. Commands are interactive. Claude Code finds plugins by working through directories in a specific order. It starts with the broadest scope, looking at global, system-wide locations. Then, it narrows its focus, moving to local directories, before finally landing on the project directory itself. This discovery order is important. Plugins load in layers, from the general environment down to the very specific, version-controlled project. Safe deployments benefit from applied synthesis. It's the core idea behind this scenario. We've built 5 isolated components to achieve it. Automated blocks and audit logs, knowledge checklists, user commands, autonomous verification, and external state checks. The DeployGuard architecture is structured around a central plugin. Within the DeployGuard plugin directory, you'll find plugin.json alongside a hooks subdirectory. The hooks subdirectory contains hooks.json, deploy, block.py, and audit, log.py. We also have skills, agents, and commands directories with associated markdown files. One key hook, pre-tool use, is configured to block deployments specifically on Fridays. Fail-open vulnerabilities are a tricky security trade-off. If a blocking plugin hook crashes but defaults to open, it could permit dangerous actions. Think of Friday deployment proceeding without proper validation. Therefore, rigorous testing is vital for security-critical hooks. Adding external monitoring and even custom wrapper logic will really improve the system. Mitigation is key to ensure confidence. With the architectural verification complete, we've confirmed everything. The CC2SU1 verifies command confirms all key architectural components, plugin requirements, cloud portability, execution lifecycles, and plugin isolation. We've also validated agent delegation between Haiku and Opus, pre-post hook pipelines, deploy guard scenarios, and critical security mitigations. So, the architecture is sound.